Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, all Evertonians are waking up with a massive smile on their face. None is wider than Tony Scott. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
Wow, Everton's spending not just 50-odd million, but now the prospect of striker, of course, from AC Milan. So you're looking at another, what, 20 million for that? Is that right? About
yeah, I probably would say 17, 18 could be rising to 20. It doesn't mean anything now, the money Everton have got.
I was going to say, and then, of course, there's Keane at Burnley. So you might be topping up to about 100 million soon.
Don't be surprised if it goes over the 100 million, Steve. I know the... They are really, really looking to sign Gylfi Sigurdsson from Swansea. From what we gather, Swansea are more or less asking for £40 million for Gylfi Sigurdsson. Now, yeah, I like him as a player, but £40 million, it seems a lot. But Swansea are well within the right to ask for that, because when you're looking at it, Everton are more than happy to basically say to Chelsea, listen, 100 million for Romelu Lukaku, so you can't have it one way or not the other. So yeah, I can see where Swansea are coming from. He's their best player. He stood out last season for Swansea. He's a class player. Free kicks, set pieces, penalties. Very creative in that final third that Ronald Koeman was hinting at towards the end of last season. He said, we need productivity in the final third. We just basically haven't got it. So that's why we've seen the additions to Klaassen and maybe Sigurdsson and obviously Niang and elsewhere. The players that Everton are going to be linked to it. We've seen Steve Walsh was in Milan over the last few days, and Everton were linked with five or six Milan players. So it just shows you Everton are scouting everywhere in Europe. Don't be surprised if maybe even eight new fresh faces are through the Finch Farm door this summer.
This is sensational from the Blues, isn't it? If they were to spend £40 million on Gylfi Sigurdsson, do you think you'd be looking at that and thinking, wow, is this taking you into a different sort of, I don't say stratosphere, a different level of operating?
Most definitely, Steve. I just think that it's obviously it's the player and the contract and everything else. I think Farhad Moshiri is trying to make a statement here straight away. Now, yesterday everyone was watching the Sky Sports News. Next minute, bang, breaking news, Everton signing Jordan Pickford, 30 million. And everyone was, wow, 30 million for a young goalkeeper. Get one great season, but ooh. Next minute, bang, 23.5 million. Ajax captain, they go, whoa, Everton. All of a sudden, teams and other fans and journalists and the media take note that Everton, we're not even in the middle of June yet, and they're already making statements. And it'll carry on towards till basically August the 31st.
Which of these players is the biggest statement for you?
For me, I went on record a couple of weeks ago saying that the Jordan Pickford one for me.
Because he's the future, isn't he?
He potentially could be Everton's goalkeeper for the next 10 years and the country's goalkeeper for the next 10 years. I rate him really highly. Now, I think he's got every attribute. He's very, very confident from what we gather from the lads that know him and speak to him quite a lot. He's doesn't lack in confidence, got loads of self-belief, and you need that as a goalkeeper, especially at Goodison. Now, we spoke about it when Tim Howard was coming towards the end of his career. Now, he's a very self-confident man, but even he buckles under that Gladys Street pressure when it's not going well. And there's going to be times next season, the season after, when things aren't going as well. You need to have that arrogance about you to come through this. And I think Jordan Pickford's got that. He's a fantastic shot stopper, don't get me wrong. We've seen what he did for Sunderland last season. What I do like about him is distribution. As soon as he gets that ball, it's bang, and it's hitting. You could easily hit a Balassi or another attacking threat that Everton have got straight away from home. We've seen what you need to do. You need to counter-attack. He's got that in his locker. And what I do like about him the most is that he's got potential to, if Everton are drawing 0-0 or winning 1-0, hanging on at Old Trafford or whatnot, he could have the game of his life. He's got that in his locker. We've seen what he did for Sunderland last season. Man of the match performance after man of the match performance for Sunderland. We've seen Arsenal towards the end of last season. What he was like in that game was just unbelievable. Arsenal was sniffing around him. They didn't think he was worth that 30 million what Everton are going to be paying for him. But they did really like him. So I think Everton, they're well within the right to get in there straight away and get that number one, which they've needed for some time. In my opinion, they haven't had a good number one since Nigel Martin. So I think this is a major statement here.
Why do you think he chose Everton? He could have had his pick, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He was obviously a pretty much in-demand goalkeeper. There aren't that many great goalkeepers out there. Why did he choose Everton as well as Everton choosing him?
I think, in my opinion, I think he's been guaranteed a number one spot straight away, and he's basically said, listen, if you want that England number one, you're going to be needing to play every week. Now, you're going to come to a top seven club, you're going to earn X amount of money, And now you've got that potential to be England's next number one. Whereas in, I'm looking at goalkeepers from, say, Manchester City have just bought one for 40-odd million. Arsenal have got Petr Cech, so he's highly going to be playing very rarely there. Liverpool have got two goalkeepers. Manchester United have got De Gea. Tottenham have got Lloris and Vorm. Chelsea have got Quarta. I just think he's not going to be playing. So there's the teams above Everton. So the next in line is Everton. So that's as far as he can punch, basically. So I think that's the next step for him. And listen, loads of Sunderland fans were saying on social media yesterday, they said, listen, Everton, don't be holding on to him too much because he'll be beyond use in a couple of years' time. That's how highly he's rated.
Yeah, Chris Kirkland was saying, he'd been going on for ages, been on this show maybe a year ago, saying Liverpool should have been signing this kid. Knows him very well, trained with him many, many times, and said it's his confidence that is the best aspect of him. He says he's the most confident young player he's ever been around, which is unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, I think it most definitely you need that in a goalkeeper. Plus, as I've just said then back to the Tim Howard days, is that you need that self-confidence. As long as it's not arrogant and you start getting too cocky, as long as you keep that within the restraints, you need that. I think that's the only position where you need to be confident, because you're the back line. You're the stopper. And listen, if that ball goes, you can see if you're going to Old Trafford or Anfield or the Emirates, you need to have the game of your life to get a point. And this lad looks to me as if he's got everything in his locker.
Right. Have you bought a skipper in Davy Klaassen? Is he going to be the leader of the side?
It looks though, he's the Ajax captain, isn't he?
He's very... seen the videos of him. It looks like he's very out there, isn't he? Well, demonstrating his emotions and his feelings.
He must have been the most YouTubed hit last night, soon as Everton let the cat out the bag when they gone to Davy Klaassen. But I was speaking to a journalist who not knows him as well, but knows Ajax's game and knows how he plays quite a lot. He said he's obviously the Ajax captain. He's two-footed, very versatile, creative, and more than likely he's very comfortable on the ball. Dictates play, and in the final third, Everton don't seem to have that. In the final third, sometimes like an hot potato, when they're away from home, they need someone who's very comfortable on the ball, can use it well, and he looks as though, he said, very comfortable on the ball, in possession, and he scores a lot of goals and a lot of assists. Now, I was thinking to myself, he's scoring goals in a lower standard of league, so is he going to make that? Well, he scores at international level as well.
How much lower a standard of league do we think the Dutch league is at the moment?
It's very it's hard to compare, because we've had the Kesmans coming out of the world, but yet we've had the Vertonghens and the Suarezes come out of the Dutch league. So I think it's 50-50. It's a bit of a gamble. Don't get me wrong, $23.5 million for a player that hasn't kicked a ball in England. But he's proved it on the international stage. He's done in the Europa League. Yeah, he froze a bit in the Europa League final. But I'm just thinking, there's a big quote here from the legendary Johan Cruyff, and he compared him to Xavi and Tony Cruz. That says a lot. Now, if you look at Evertonians are listening, they're going, well, whereabouts does he play? He plays on the right of a 3, of a 4-3-3. He can play as a false 9, and he can play as a number 10. So he can play anywhere. He's very versatile, and he's a manager's dream. Frank de Boer went along the lines of saying he's a coach on the pitch, one of the most intelligent footballers he's ever seen. Now, the one thing that stood out for me more than anything is that he's played 52 games last season. Now, if Everton are going to be looking to the Europa League next season, FA Cup and League Cup, this lad played 52 games. It's a banker for me. You need players who are fit, healthy, and wanting to play every game. And this lad ticks every box for me. It's a gamble. He could be anything. Listen, he could be the worst sound we ever made, but he could be one of the best.
He's a manager's dream.
He's basically a coach on the pitch.
Right, James has just given us a shout. He wants to make a point about Jordan Pickford. Morning to you, James.
Morning.
What was your thought on the signing of Jordan? Oh, James, you're cutting out. Just shift yourself to the side. See if we can get a better signal. No, we'll have to try and reconnect. Give us a shout back in 1 minute. That doesn't seem clear enough. We'll try and get hold of him again. I think he had something to get off his chest about Jordan Pickford.
Do you think a lot of Everton fans are quite cautious about the price? Or I think
I think we're in the day and age where the price is almost irrelevant now. After 5 minutes of looking at it, you go, yeah, 30 million. It could be...
And next year it'll be the 50 million.
Absolutely.
Because when you're looking at it, a £15 player last season is now 25 million.
Well, you talked about a £40 million fee for Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
I didn't bat an eyelid at that. And you said, yeah, that sounds about right. But it's become the sort of the common currency,
It's the norm because, as we've just spoken about, Liverpool were well within the strains to buy Van Dijk. You know, this is a centre-back for 60, 70 million. It's insane. Now, Everton are prepared to sell Romelu Lukaku for nearly over 100 million. This is what we're expecting now. It's modern-day football, and as sad as it is, this is it. Now, if you don't pay that money,
at least Everton have embraced it.
Oh yeah,
they?
Of course. Straight away, they've set that benchmark for themselves, and you've got to take the hat off to them. They've been slow off the mark in previous years, but now they've come out the traps really well.
Okay, let's see if we can get James back. You there, James?
Yeah. Hello.
Go on, great. Make your point.
Yeah, all it was just about the goalie. He's just said there he's the best signing for the goalie we've had since Martin, and I agree with that. I mean, I've only seen him twice myself live. I don't think he's absolutely been in person last year, but you could see him.
Oh, we lost him again. He's gone. I think we got the vague point off James. Yeah, yeah. He feels, even though he's only seen him a couple of times, that he is going to be the best goalie signing Everton made in quite a while.
It makes you that statement, doesn't it? That 30 million already, you're thinking, wow, he's got to be a good player. Steve Walsh is went around the lands. He's basically scouted them for 18 months, 2 years. And to make that statement of intent already, if you look at 30 million, now, if he's your goalkeeper for the next 10 years, 3 million a year, bargain, if you look at it that way. We've got a position cemented now for the next 10 years. He's that young. He's got bags of potential. Really good goalkeeper. Proved it last season as one of the better players in the Premier League last season. Everton had to get in there straight away and set that standard. And now they've sent a message out to the rest of the Premier League saying, we mean business. We need to close that gap. We're seventh, but we're looking to aim sixth, fifth, and maybe even fourth next season.
What will his wages be?
Well, he'll have doubled his money at least from Sunderland to Everton, that's for sure. Farhad Moshiri has obviously offered him the world and said, listen, come and join this project. We've got a new stadium on the horizon. We've got a brand new training facilities. We've got everything in place here. We've got a world-class manager. We've got really, really good players involved. We're taking this next step. Now, do you want to be a part of this? And obviously, it's been sold to Jordan Pickford. Doesn't want to play in the Championship, obviously. He wants to be playing Premier League football. He wants to be England's number one. And he's probably seen that Everton project. Steve Walsh has sold it to him. Ronald Koeman sold it to him. And obviously the owner's money has more than definitely sold it to him.
Right, the player that's likely to be the third through the door is from AC Milan, Mbai Niang, who was at Watford last season. But despite me and Matty racking our brains, neither of us can remember seeing him play. Do you recollect any sort of action in which he was involved in the Premier League?
I'm in your camp, and Matty, I just don't remember him playing.
Did he
at all.
Play?
He didn't stand out for me. He just didn't stand out at all. Every time I watch Watford on televised matches or when we played Watford home and away, he just didn't stand out at all. But listen, if Steve Walsh fancies him and Ronald Koeman fancies him, I'm more than happy. Listen, Steve,
what faith you've got in Steve Walsh
it's,
now?
It's unbelievable because listen, this fella brought Jamie Vardy into the fray, but N'Golo Kante, Riyad Mahrez. Now, Everton, one of Everton's best players last season was just a guy. Now, eyebrows are raised when Everton bought this lad from Aston Villa. Why are they buying Aston Villa's dregs for? He's got relegated with Aston Villa. Why have Everton buying him? Now, everyone looked at that and thinking, didn't stand out for me every time I watched Aston Villa. Yeah, he was Everton, one of Everton's. He was very unlucky not to get play of the season for Everton last year. So, I'm more than happy. I think he's earned a stripe, Steve Walsh. If he gets one humdinger, he's more than likely to come into fruition. So, I'm well more than happy with
that.
He's
got the keys to the kingdom. One of the players whose name seems to have gone down the list is Sandro Ramirez. He was in Liverpool, wasn't he, a week ago?
Yes, he was.
Is this a deal that's still likely to happen?
The longer it goes on, the more I'm a bit sceptical about it. He did fly over to Liverpool with his representatives. He spoke with Everton in the Titanic Hotel. Funny enough, right next to the Bramley Moor Dock. I just think the longer it goes on, the less possibility there is. If he would have wanted to sign that contract, he would have signed it there and then. He's a young lad. He lives in Spain. He seems to be a bit of a home base and he'd like to stay in Spain. He wanted to sign for Atletico Madrid, but because of the transfer ban, he needs to go move elsewhere. He may stay in the La Liga so we can sign for Atletico Madrid in January. I just think that one may have gone amiss. I would have liked him because he seems to have known where the goal is. Maybe Gerard Deulofeu has his words in his ear with his Spanish under-21 counterpart and said, listen, it's not for you that over there. I've been over there 2 or 3 years. The weather's awful. Yeah. You'll miss Spain. Young lads in Spain. I just think that may have gone along the mistake.
Hey, but given all these presents you're getting, who cares? Who cares about Alessandro with all these millions you're spending?
Definitely the Klassens, the Pickfords expect. Listen, we could be on the lines of a Michael Keane and Gylfi Sigurdsson. I wouldn't be surprised if Everton announced them with them.
What a window it would turn out to be if you sealed Sigurdsson and Keane added to the three that we're talking about. all of a sudden, you'd look at that as five, I don't know about Nyang, because I can't remember
it could be anything.
You'd go four amazing signings there, wouldn't you?
And another player.
Yeah,
it'd be an amazing win. I think it's more about the players and the statement. And all of a sudden, everyone's talking about Everton front and back pages now. Wow, they're signing £30 million players, 25 million captains for Ajax. Unheard of. Everton got straight out the blocks. And if you're looking at it, what Farhad Moshiri's done, I think I spoke about it on social media last night. The six record signings Everton have made, four of them have been within the last 12 months since Farhad Moshiri has taken over. Huge statements. Listen, I've got the money, I've got the manager, and I want the players, and I'm taking Everton to this next level, regardless. If you don't want to join me, Romelu Lukaku, Ross Barkley, fine, we will sell you. If you want to get on board, I'll buy you, and that's what it is.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.